dead and gone. Long live the king of soul. Romeo and Juliet pledge their love forever. They were just burn with the fever. For love they live, and for love they die. For the love that won't grow old. For the love that trembles in the voice of the mighty King of Souls.
Olney van zijn cd Deeperwell uit 1988. De Commander Cody and His Lost Planet Airmen. Dat is een Amerikaanse rockband opgericht in 1967. De stijl van de band is gemengd met country, rock'n'roll, western swing, rockabilly en jump blues. Samen op een fundament van de boogie-woogie piano. En die pianist is de oprichter van de band, George Frayne. Van hun allereerste album, Lost in the Ozone, uitgebracht in 1971, draai ik Family Bible.
There's a family Bible on the table.
I think this old world would oh so better be. If we found more Bible on the table, and mother singing Rock of Ages cleft for me.
Dit waren de Commander Cody en His Lost Planet. Airman met Family Bible. Slim Harpo, dat was een artiestennaam van James Moore. Een Amerikaanse bluesmuzikant. Harpo stond bekend om zijn mondharmonica. De naam Slim Harpo was een humoristisch aftreksel van Slim Harp. Een populaire bijnaam voor de mondharmonica die werd gebruikt in de blueswereld. Ik draai van deze Slim Harpo het mooie nummer Raining in My Heart. Dat bracht hij uit als singeltje in 1961. De muziek is van James Moore, Slim Harpo, en de tekst is van Jerry West. Blueszanger Slim Harpo met Raining in My Heart. In 1967 wordt de Amsterdamse formatie CCC Incorporated opgericht door Joost Belifante en Ernst Jans. Ernst Jans werd later bekend als de frontman van de bekende groep Doe Maar. De band speelde voornamelijk folk- en bluesmuziek en wordt vanaf 1968 enige tijd geboekt bevoegd door Lennart Nijg. De band bestaat dan uit Joost Bellifante, viool en zang, Jaap van Beuzekom, banjo en zang, en Jans Wasbord, Huib Schreus, mondharmonica, Cor van Sliedrecht, 12-snaren gitaar en Frank Hoogkamer op de theekist bas. Rond 1969 kreeg CCC haar bekendste bezetting, die als de laatste twee worden vervangen door Jan Kloos op gitaar en de Appie Rammers, afkomstig van de Amsterdamse Outsiders. Hij bespeelde de bas. In 1970 haalt de band de pers door een commune te beginnen op het Brabantse platteland. Goed, groot verhaal. Ik ga het van hun eerste LP draaien, To Our Grandchildren, de traditional Tennessee Waltz.
I was dancing with my darling to Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing that beautiful Tennessee. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing that beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
Dit was Tennessee Waltz van de Amsterdamse formatie CCC Incorporated. Zeer origineel en echt on-Nederlands, want dit soort muziek zou je eerder uit Amerika verwachten. Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac. Van hun album Ten Play On uit 1969 draai ik het door gitarist Danny Curran geschreven My Dream. Schitterend gitaarwerk overigens. Een mooi nummer van Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, My Dream, een instrumental van het album Ten Play On uit 1969. Het tweede nummer van Bob Dylan van vanavond van het album John Wesley Harding is As I Went Out One Morning. De onderwerpen op dit album zijn ook van een heel andere orde. De nummers gaan over outlaws, cowboys, onderdrukte immigranten, heiligen. Geen vage bewoordingen meer, maar gewoon verhalen. Vaak met een hoge morele ondertoon. Bob Dylan.
I dream I saw St. Augustine alive as you or me, tearing through these quarters in the utmost misery, with a blanket underneath his arm and a coat of solid gold, searching for the very souls whom already have been sold. Arise, he cried so loud with a voice without restraint. Come out, ye gifted kings and queens, and hear my sad complaint. No martyr is among ye now whom ye can call your own, but go on your way accordingly, and know you're not alone.
Schitterend mondharmonica-werk van Bob Dylan van dat album John Wesley Harding, uitgebracht in 1968. If I Were a Carpenter is een single die geschreven werd door de Amerikaanse componist Tim Hardin. Het nummer is door vele verschillende artiesten opgenomen, waaronder het origineel door hemzelf. Maar de grote hitversies van dit nummer waren toch wel van de Four Tops en van Bobby Darin. En daar draai ik het nummer van If I Were a Carpenter.
If If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? Save my love through loneliness, save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness, come and give me your tomorrow. If I work my hands in wood, would you still love me? Answer me, babe, yes I would, I'll put you above me. If I were a miller at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your color box, your soft shoes shining? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
Dit was Bobby Darin met zijn uitvoering van het liedje van Tim Hardin, If I Were a Carpenter, dat hij uitbracht als singeltje in 1966. Chip Taylor was de componist van het bekende hit uit de jaren 60 van de Trox. Dat nummer was Wild Thing. Dat heeft deze Chip Taylor geschreven. Hij schreef onder andere ook nog het nummer, ja, hoe heet het nummer ook alweer? Angel in the Morning. Van zijn album Last Chance draai ik het nummer I Read It's in Rolling Stone.
Well, a friend of mine, he was doing just fine with a song on the charts. He was deep in the hearts of every brown-eyed pigtail female under 23 years. And when the interviewer started to pull him apart, he was leaning on a screen and talking about being up there, sounding way down here. He spoke of peace and of love and of sexual freedoms. Speaking of others, well, he said you can't be him. By the time he saw it in writing, well, he played me this song and then he went into hiding. Doggone it, I said it, and now that I read it, sounds so funny to me. So dumb and so foolish, so just out of schoolish, and it came so naturally. I know I can get by on my song and my hide. Some folks would leave me alone. Well, doggone it, I said it, and now I regret it, and I read it. He could finally be found at a revival affair down at Madison Square, where every brown-eyed teased hair mare ran him off his stool. And when the magazine man asked him for his stand, he was reminded of the time he was standing in line out there. A man kept his cool, and he spoke of heading for Woodstock and getting it together, taking the time out to love your brother. By the time he saw it in writing, well, he was cursing them mothers and ready for fighting. Doggone it, I said it, and now that I read it, it sounds so funny to me. So dumb, so foolish, so just out of schoolish, and it came so naturally. I know I can get by on my song and my hide. Some folks have but doggone it, I said it, now I regret it, and I read it in Rolling Stone. and here's how it went, doggone it. I said it, and now that I read it, sounds so funny to me.
Sounds so funny,
so dumb, so foolish, so just out of schoolish, and it came so naturally. I know I can get by on my song and my heart. Some folks would leave me alone, but doggone it, I said it, now I regret it. Doggone it, I said it, now I regret it. And I read it in Rolling Stone.
Dit was de cowboy Chip Taylor met I Read It in Rolling Stone. Na haar trip-hop avontuur van haar album Gusty Heat uit 1997 is singer-songwriter Ricky Lee Jones terug bij de basis met het grotendeels akoestische It's Like This. Ditmaal geen eigen nummers van haar, maar covers van popsongs en jazzstandaards. De platen openden sterk met Showbiz Kids van de groep Steely Dan, Troubleman van Marvin Gaye en de Beatle-klassieker For No One. En dat is het absolute hoogtepunt van deze CD uit 2000. Ricky Lee Jones. Dit was Ricky Lee Jones met For No One, een compositie van Paul McCartney. Daniel Lanois is geboren in 1951. Hij is een Canadese muziekproducent en singer-songwriter. Hij produceerde albums voor een groot aantal uiteenlopende artiesten en bracht ook een aantal eigen albums uit, waar hij onder meer de zang, gitaar en dobro voor zijn rekening neemt. Zijn tweede album is For the Beauty of Winona, en daar draai ik van Sleeping in the Devil's Bed. De CD is uitgebracht in 1993.
I thought of you in blue and red. I thought of you, you were playing. I thought of you in my bed. You were there, bound in chains. I thought of everything you could be. Sleeping in the devil's bed. I looked for you when lights were low, and I paid for what I had. I looked for you way down below, till I felt I was going mad. I think of you when I tell myself, and the fever rises high. It was coming. Sleeping in the devil's bed. I woke up in the steady rain. When you said it's late and I'm feeling heavy, could you hold my aching head? I found myself tangled in wire. I found you there in my dream. I found you in desire. You had left the devil's bed. Had left the devil's bed. Oh, baby, why? You had left the devil's bed.
Daniel Lanois met Sleeping in the Devil's Bed. Het volgende nummer komt weer van Bonnie Prince Billy. Van het album Master and Everyone uit 2003 draai ik het mooie gedragen Wolf Among Wolves.
She loves a song that I've never been. A dog among dogs, a man among men. And every day when I come home to her, a phantom, she kisses and she hugs him, and I am not averse to how she loves him. Why must I live and walk unloved as what I am? Can't I be loved as what I am? A wolf among wolves, and not as a a home that she sheltered cave that I have never seen, not in my life, and not even in my dreams. Why can't I be loved as what I am? A wolf among wolves, and tonight is a man among.
Dit was Will Oldham, ook wel bekend als Bonnie Prince Billy. Zon, strand, surfing, mooie jongens, California girls. Ja, het gaat over de Beach Boys.